Dear brethren, the Church considers the transfiguration of our Lord to be very important. So much so that today's Gospel is read several times during the liturgical year. Our Lord's human nature was transfigured by the Holy Ghost, proceeding from her Heavenly Father, whose voice witnessed to his Son's divine nature. The Transfiguration reveals to us that the human and divine natures of Jesus are united in one person, and that Jesus is the Redeemer promised in the Old Testament. Moses, representing God's law given to mankind, and Elias, representing the prophets. Up the mountain, we have the meeting of the law, the prophets, and Jesus, the Messiah. This is a preview of the glory that the blessed in heaven will themselves possess. The splendor of the Transfiguration is a glimpse of what will happen to those who are promoted from the Church militant to the Church triumphant. In the second Sunday of Lent, this Gospel is very appropriate, because Lent is an ascent, and its goal is a transfiguration. Some Lents, dear brethren, are better than others. Hopefully, this is turning out to be a good Lent for you, and you are feeling good about the prayer and penance you have been doing. Hopefully, you have that feeling of confidence which tells you that things are going smoothly, that it will soon be Easter Sunday, and you will be able to look back knowing that you spend time growing in God's graces. If so, good, very good, keep at it. But for some of us, it may not be going so smoothly. You may be trying hard enough, but in spite of all our efforts, we don't feel particularly close to God. You feel distracted in your prayers. You have been unable to keep to the fasting that you plan. You can't get into your spiritual meetings. You can't forgive. You can't be patient with your wife, with your husband, with your friends. Dear friends, we need to be aware that the devil seems to be more active during Lent. Why? Because he is very envious that we can get so close to God. So he does everything in his power to discourage, to frustrate our efforts, to make us feel bad, so that we lapse into despair and even depression. Dear friends, but if we follow the prayers and most of the text of this Mass, we can see again that all of this is to be expected. We ought to reflect on the fact that unless we are aided by God's graces, we can do nothing. That's what all of those prayers are for, to appeal for His graces. During Lent, we face a daily struggle, and there are many rocks blocking our path. We must struggle to ascend our personal Mount Tabor. We must fight for our personal transfiguration. This is why it's so important to be frequently healed by the temptation and abundantly fed by good communion. Dear friends, you see, we can both go up and down a slope. We can spiritually progress, but we can also spiritually regress. We can be transfigured by the love of God, and we can be disfigured by the attachment to sin. And when progress, regress is not sudden and dramatic. Regress is a slope, a swiftly slope. So let us take courage, let us remember that being disturbed during Lent may be a good sign. Being disturbed during Lent may be just the result of the human condition, or it may be the devil trying to lead us away from God and into despair. Don't pay too much attention to him. A bit of difficulty in keeping a good Lent is not unusual. But a victory without battle is not a victory. It is why we ask for God's help and we trust Him to give the graces that we need, that are necessary. Dear friends, take heart, keep the faith, and make a good end.